Welcome to Concert Notes, an hour of seriously good music brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. I'm Wendy van Delden and I'll be your host for the next hour. For today's programme, I'll be talking about two upcoming concerts, Amici Ensemble on April 19th and Michael Houston on May 17th. Usually for this programme we do one concert at a time, but Access Radio's regular routine and Music Society's unevenly spaced concerts mean that our schedules are not fitting together very well just now. We've already had one programme about Amici Ensemble, discovering some of the rather unfamiliar composers to be heard on April 19th. Today we have another chance to hear more from these composers, starting with American saxophonist and composer Russell Peterson, who skillfully combines classical and jazz elements in his music. This is a movement from his trio for alto saxophone, cello and piano, with Peterson himself on saxophone.
Thank you.
That was the Chaconne from Russell Peterson's trio for saxophone, cello and piano. A fine example of Peterson's skillful mix of classical and jazz. At the Amici concert, you can hear his quintet for alto saxophone and strings. Another composer who is new to many of us is Ellen Taffer Zilich. One of America's most admired contemporary composers, she has written numerous works for large forces, but relatively few chamber works. Here is her Lament for cello and piano, performed by the Kostov-Velkov duo. The Kostov-Velkov duo played that Lament by Ilan Taffa Zilic. You will be able to hear her quintet for alto saxophone and strings at the Waikano Memorial Hall on April 19th. One more composer from the Amici program. Astor Piazzolla was an Argentinian who transformed traditional tango by fusing it with elements of classical music and jazz. Among his numerous works are the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, vivid portraits of urban life in all its moods. These pieces are very expressive, 1 minute jazzy and dancing, the next tender and nostalgic. At the Amici concert, we'll hear winter and spring. But for today, let's celebrate our current season, autumn. These pieces have been arranged multiple times for various combinations. Here is Autumn, arranged by José Bragata for piano trio and performed by the Rosalind Trio. Thank you. Rosalind Trio played Piazzolla's Autumn from the Four Seasons. Don't forget, of course, that the Amici program also includes Mozart's brilliant Last String Quartet and Max Richter's beautifully contemplative work On the Nature of Daylight, all at the Waikanae Memorial Hall on Sunday, 19th of April. Now for Michael Houston's much-anticipated Masterpiece Concert on May 17th, which opens, unsurprisingly, with Bach. The overture in the French style is actually a partita, a suite with an introductory movement followed by a series of dances. But this is no ordinary partita. This magnificent work stands alone as the longest and most demanding, with the most impressive overture of all Bach's works. The stately procession in the grand French style, with its dotted rhythms and a constant multitude of florid ornamentation, is followed by a driving fugue before the grand introduction returns. Let's hear a little of that overture, but not on piano. Here is Peter Watchhorn adding true Baroque colour by playing it on the harpsichord.
Thank you.
Peter Watchorn played the opening of Bach's brilliant Overture in the French Style. The lengthy overture is followed by a generous procession of dancers, and at the end, after the jig, is a quirky little movement called Echo. It would be surprising if Michael Houston's Masterworks concert did not include Beethoven, as he has twice recorded the complete 32 Beethoven sonatas and twice toured the entire set around the country. He should know which is the greatest, and that for him is Opus 109. Unusually, the first two movements are extremely brief, but the third movement is a massive theme and variations, described by one writer as profound and unbelievably beautiful. You will have to wait until the concert on 17th of May to hear that, but for today, here is a movement from Opus 109's closest neighbour, Opus 110. Its third movement is quite astonishing. A slow introduction leads to a desolately sad arioso, alternating with a bright fugue. On its second appearance, the fugue is joined by a new theme, and the two do battle to a rousing finish. The pianist is Igor Levit. That was the third movement from Beethoven's Opus 110 Sonata, performed by Igo Levit. Michael Houston's next choice for his Masterworks concert is Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit, a set of three descriptive pieces inspired by poems by Aloysius Bertrand. The pieces are widely contrasted in subject and mood. Ondine is a water sprite. Le Gibet depicts the gallows, and Scarbo is a malicious dwarf. Technically, it's one of the most difficult works in the entire piano repertoire. We won't be hearing that today, but let's hear Michael play some Ravel, movements 2 and 3 from the Sonatine. The elegance of these pieces can be seen as Ravel's homage to 18th century French composers Couperin and Rameau.
Thank you.
That was Michael Houston with two movements from Ravel's Sonatine. At the May 17th concert, we'll hear him tackling the much more demanding Gaspard de la Nuit. The final work in the Masterpiece Concert will return us to Bach, but Bach with a difference. The famous Chaconne from the Violin Partita No. 2 is one of the most challenging works in the violin repertoire, a monumental set of variations over a simple bass theme. More than two centuries after Bach wrote it, master transcriber Ferruccio Busoni reset the work as a virtuoso piano piece. It is, as one pianist said, a great finisher for any concert. So, to finish today's program, let's have just a few minutes from the start of this impressive work. The pianist is Marc-André Amelin.
Thank you.
That was Marc-André Amelin with the opening section of the Bach Busoni Chaconne, a perfect piece to close Michael Houston's amazing selection of masterpieces. So, two great concerts, Amici Ensemble on April 19th and Michael Houston on May 17th. Next month you can hear more about the Houston concert and look forward to finding out about the violin-piano duo playing in June. You have just been listening to Concert Notes, brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. I'm Wendy Van Delden. Thank you for listening.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.